Welcome to the Quick 10 podcast, brought to you by QuickTrack, focusing on all things FedCon and cyber defense from different perspectives and different personalities, all in 10-ish minutes. Here's your host, Derek White.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Quick 10 podcast. I am your host, Derek White, CEO of QuickTrack and Beryllium. I am joined here by Mike from Bomber Jacket.
Yep, Mike Brom, Mike Jacket Networks.
Mike Brom. So, we've known each other for years.
Yeah.
We don't see each other as often, but we now have seen each other at a couple events like this. So thank you for spending some time. So those listening, we are live and in person at a CMMC event here, which a lot of ecosystem people, which is great. If you're watching on YouTube, then you can see what this is all about. Couple things. You're speaking here on Friday.
Correct.
You have a business. We are actually in the same region, same area, which is not typical to be out of Minnesota, where I'm out of, and it's great. Talk a little bit about what you guys do, your role there, where you're support, where you're helping, where you fit into the ecosystem, and then a little bit about what you're going to be talking about on Friday.
Okay. Yeah. So Bomber Jacket Networks is a C3PL, and we are also, I'm a lead assessor, and we have a pool of assessors that can do obviously assessments on the 800-171 for the CMMC and help people either get their certificate, or we can actually help them implement. We can't do both, but we can do one or the other. And so that is, we've been in business for 25 years and got involved with CMMC about 5 years ago. And we did all the baby steps through this all. We did the RP and the RPO and the RPA, and then we started getting the CCP and the CCA, and now we've become a C3PAL,
which is great. Great mile.
Yeah. And had DIPCAC assessment. So, I mean, we really have cut our teeth in this whole environment, and we really have a good understanding of it all. So that's
Then lead CCA. So that's another thing that not everybody understands, a lead CCA versus a CCA. So talk about that for a second.
Sure. On the last ruling the DOD put out, you have to have 3 CCAs involvement for every assessment, right? And so they actually have to have a lead, a CCA of that group of 3 CCAs doing that assessment. And that person would be overseeing, obviously, the other ones, assigning workloads, and then doing the pre-assessment. Now, everybody wants to rush into phase 2 and phase 3 of these assessments, and that's actually a presentation that I'm going to be doing on Friday, is phase 1.
Perfect.
Yeah, because everybody just doesn't understand that you actually have to do all the preliminary work to see if you actually are ready, because this is a lot of time and money that people are putting effort into, and if they don't do that pre-assessment properly and they roll into an assessment and all of a sudden they don't have all the paperwork that they should, that will actually get reported to the DOD as a failed assessment underneath them. So it's a big deal.
And you don't want to be on that list.
No.
And now that assessments are happening, certifications are being handed out, will be to timestamp this a little bit. We're in summer. We're early summer. We're in May. And 48 CFR is going to come out. We just had an address by Katie talking about, things might be expedited in some areas. We might see some RFPs this fall. You know, it's still real, still becoming real. People have, quote, time, but you don't have time if you haven't started. Everybody knows the drill there. When you are working with people to prep them, so we'll say prior to the prep assessment, mm-hmm. Where are you seeing deviations? Where you see the yield sign of, is there anything that sticks out where you kind of already know when you're working with them where it's going to halt?
Well, the craziest thing we're seeing is people still don't believe it's going to happen. Well,
there's that.
I mean, that is just, it's like, insane, but yeah, it's just there's so much denial to it all. So that is the big problem. So they're not even, a lot of them not even started yet because of that. And the problem with the industry is that everybody's used to like cybersecurity being a product. I want a firewall. I want antivirus.
Pizza, pizza, pizza.
Right. And they, and they're, this is not a product that you just could magically make everything happen, right? It's a, and it's a business process, right? So you, now you have to, like Katie had said, a culture. You have to create a culture within your, that organization that they understand this process that they have to do now. And it touches everybody from salespeople to operations to finance. That's why it's funny when people don't even believe it's even going to happen. It's just,
and then, you know, and then you have the whole conversation of how long have you had your contracts? Because if you have had them and then you, and you weren't doing everything, this, you know, you have to do everything. You can't just do things. It does change. And the culture has changed. Cause, I mean, we talk about this with a lot of our guests too. We have, especially at ecosystems events like this, where we get to see people you don't get to see on a regular basis. And you think about what we were talking about 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. And some of the stuff was at lightning speed, sure. We'll give them credit for that. There are other things that haven't been defined. It's getting better. Maybe on purpose, maybe not. Maybe some things had to happen the way they happened for things to get where they are. But it is more real. We still see a lot of scare tactics. So we are, you know, not to steal any thunder here, but you guys are probably seeing the same thing on people. It's not that they're not ready, but they're obviously talking to people who aren't even asking them about being ready. And then they want to schedule and they want to jump ahead. Like you said, that's a perfect way to say that. They want to get further down the road before they have the basics and the principles in place of what the process looks like. That's why there is a CMMC assessment process. Because if people just did whatever they wanted, we'd be back to where we were before CMMC was a thing.
Right.
So yeah, no, that's good. So from your guys' perspective, what's an ideal client for you? Where do you guys really see strengths from what you guys do at Bomber Jacket Networks versus say, things that you want to clearly define you versus some other people, maybe?
I would say that we like to work with like mid-sized vendors kind of thing, right?
Yep.
The big primes just have so much people and so many resources. They kind of get to take care of themselves. And I feel the smaller ones is who can be more of a beneficial for, because of the fact that they lots of times don't have staff or their staff is overwhelmed already, so that you can really truly partner with them. And that to me is the important thing, is to actually partner with those people. If we're just coming in with doing an assessment, sure. I think we really helping on the implementation much more. Because we can explain it more, get them more engaged, get their team or the organization. If you bring outside an outside vendor, you can usually bring credibility to the process too, because then it's not just the IT guy that everybody always dissed before. Yeah. and saying, well, now you're going to make us do all this stuff. And it's like what an outside vendor saying, you like your job? Well, you're going to lose all these contracts if you don't do these things. And it's not your IT guy's fault that this is happening. Right. This is happening because everybody has to be involved.
So they're trying to make it foundational, right? That was the number one thing they said when, I guess, not the number one thing they said when they first announced CMMC, because I think it was a pillar first time it came out. But then make it foundational sounds scarier, I think, than it is to some with small businesses. I mean, that's what you always say. We work with a lot of small businesses. Data can only go so far and you only have so many people to change a culture on. It's a heck of a lot easier to do that versus a 1,000-person company who hasn't had a focus on this. So, well, that's great. So thank you for joining, Mike. Conversations with you are always great. Thanks for being here too, because I know this is a good perspective to see the ecosystem. Looking forward to your talk on Friday. Where do people go to connect with you and or the company?
Oh,
you can tell listeners and watchers where to go.
Yeah. www.bomberjacket.net. is our website. There's a tab underneath there with compliance readiness that we can help out people. And we can help you out with your assessments or your implementations, and we'd be glad to help.
Awesome.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you being here.
Great job.
Thank you for listening to this episode, and make sure to subscribe to the Quick 10 Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And check us out on YouTube as well. For more information about QuickTrack, visit our website at www.quicktrack.com. That's QuickTrack.com.